Welcome to Awakening, the podcast. I'm your host, Heather Christian Strang. You can call me Christian. And today, we're talking about waking up from your Earth amnesia. So take a nice deep breath into that. Yes, when you were born into this physical body, one of the agreements you made was, I will forget and have no recollection of, as an adult anyway, of my previous lifetimes, of who I really am, what I know to be true about this matrix since I've been here many, many times, possibly thousands of times. And since I've been witnessing this matrix from non-physical as well, I'm going to forget all of that. And I'm going to come into a body. And of course, we know our little ones, if we provide an open, safe space for them, will often talk to us about their previous lifetimes and will be connected to the divine. What do you think they're smiling at when they're staring off into space as babies, right? They're seeing their team and their guides and Source herself beaming down upon them. But once they are in, and once we are in, our conscious mind, so we move out of theta state and into the conscious mind, which is only 5% of our experience. 95% of our experience is run by the subconscious programs that we were given from 0 to 7. This is why when I work with mamas, I talk to them about give your baby from the time it is in utero until it is 7 years old, give them all the good stuff. Play the spiritual music, read them the transmissions from the highest light, surround them in as much yumminess and remembrance of their truth as possible, because that is literally forming their subconscious. Now, of course, they're a soul that's lived many lifetimes, so they're going to bring some stuff in that has nothing to do with you at all, which is why I also tell my mamas and my parents that I work with, like, you can't take it all personally, because they're their own soul with their own trajectory, and they have stuff to clean up and things to heal that have nothing to do with you, because they are their own soul. And in any regard, we want to give our little ones as much goodness, as much of the spiritual goodness as we possibly can. Get them in meditation time, make sure they're receiving body talk sessions, which helps to heal some of those karmic pieces. So they don't even have to play them all out. I mean, so many opportunities for you with your children from 0 to 7. At age 7, the conscious mind comes online, and now the soul is making decisions and is telling themselves stories based on the subconscious beliefs that they have running from their in utero to age 7 life, as well as if the parent hasn't done any work on the child or had work done on the child for their subconscious mind. And I definitely and highly recommend the body talk system as being one of the only, if not the only, leading edge energy medicine that can actually deactivate and release where it can be released, but at the very minimum, deactivate subconscious and subconscious mind pieces with lasting change. So it's not coming back. Many, many healing modalities, you'll get a shift right away and it might last a couple weeks, but we're going for lifelong lasting results here. So if you're a parent, make sure you're doing that for your children, because that will make a huge difference in their journey. But in any event, I'm sharing all of this with you because the dealio is, yes, we have amnesia and we forget who we really are and we forget why we really came, and we are here on this journey to rediscover and to remember this. So how do we remember? Well, in the Earth matrix, in the third and fourth dimensional perspective, the way that we remember is through things going wrong, and pretty big things going wrong. So there's a lot of upset in the world at large for a variety of different reasons right now. But a lot of folks are upset because they're learning, or they have learned over the past year, what the deal is with this matrix and what we're really living in and some of the horrifying and not amazing things that are happening here. And one of the things that we want you to know is that one of the ways you get snapped out of your Earth amnesia is the oppression, is the violence, is the drama. what is it going to take to get you to wake up and remember who you really are? Because all of those things, the discordant aspects on earth, are created by beings who are not connected to source and not connected to love. What is it going to take for you to remember who you really are and remember your mission here and remember what you came for? And it's easy to get caught up in, this is so horrible, the quote unquote bad guys are so horrible, it's all so horrible, at whatever level you're seeing it at. When the truth is, this is all here as you knew it would be. When you incarnated onto earth, you weren't like, I'm coming to the highest vibrational place ever. No, no, no. Earth isn't where you go when you're going for that journey or for that experience. You came to earth most likely because you had attachments here from other lifetimes and things to clean up from other lifetimes. And when you originally started coming here, you came because you knew this is a lower plane of consciousness that wishes, the earth spirit wishes to evolve into a higher state of consciousness because of the lower vibrating beings that had sort of hijacked or taken over earth. If you just look to the creation story, it's very telling. Who gives Eve the apple in the traditional Christian creation story? Okay, so the lower vibrating beings sort of took over, lack of a better term, took over the matrix, as it were, and Earth wants to evolve to a higher dimension of consciousness. But she needs the collective, the humanity that's living on her, to also evolve its consciousness. Because if it stays in that lower realm, she's not able to do that. It's a group effort. It's a team effort. We've got to all do this together. This is why there have been light workers working for years on the crystal grids and on the ley lines and working with the earth and doing rituals with the earth to help support her. Well, she's vibrating a higher capacity now, which is why we've had all the shifts we've had. In June of 2019, I believe Earth really held it down in the fifth dimensional frequency. So then what follows? Now the collective humanity also has to vibrate in that higher dimension. And if they don't, well, we have sort of what we see happening now, which is it's all got to be seen. It's all got to be exposed because now there's not a vibrational match. There's no harmony here. Earth is vibrating in a higher frequency. The collective is either going to vibrate in that frequency or it's going to die off, or we can say that better, transition to other planes of consciousness or go back to their home planets. We can use all kinds of different terms here. So rather than getting caught up in what's happening around the earth that is not amazing, and there's plenty of things to choose from. And by the way, these things have always been happening. You can just now see it, right? The systems have always been grossly disturbed and corrupt. They were created, right? The medical system, the political system, these systems were all created from mass distortion. So this has always been the case. Now we can just see it more clearly. And there are many who've known this for a very long time. It's just now in the greater collective awareness. And it has to be in order for this ascension to take place. The ascension within the body, the earth shifting into her higher frequency. Now the collective needing to match her and join her there in order to stay living on the earth. You know, there's a lot of talk, and there certainly was back in maybe like 2012, and it's coming back around again. Oh, the poor earth. We have to save the earth. Oh my goodness, the earth. And when I talk to the highest light, they say, yeah, the earth's going to be just fine. Okay. Cause she's a powerful spirit. Humans, we're not so sure about, right? We've been here as a collective humanity many, many times. And humans keep taking themselves out. This is the time where we have the opportunity to vibrate in higher dimensions of consciousness, higher frequency, stay in our physical body. We don't have to transition out. We can stay here in our physical body and partner with the earth to really co-create what's never been co-created before. We could call it, you know, it's been referred to as the Garden of Eden or the Kingdom of Heaven or the New Earth or the Golden Age. But it is this natural state of the earth and humans residing together. As I shared in a recent video that I made on YouTube, this isn't going to happen overnight. This is a process, a journey that we're all on to support the restoration of the human spirit in the human body, in partnership and in harmony with the earth. So before you incarnated, you knew all of this. So everything that I just shared with you, for most of you, you're going to be like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh, yep, preach, sister. Yep, yeah, like you're feeling it. You know, this is the dealio. This is what we agreed to. Now we're here. The quote-unquote problem is that when you are not in a body, this looks like a breeze. Right? You're looking down and you're like, oh yeah, no, I can see that. I can see that. I see what the lower beings are doing. I see what's happening. I see the whole beauty of this matrix. I see, because we also, when I say lower beings, we're like, oh, and people have all, I'm using as neutral of a term as I can use. I can probably find something even more neutral than lower, but non-human. There we go. That's more neutral. Non-human beings. So when you're in your non-physical self and you're looking down and you're seeing the scene on earth, you can see it. Oh yeah, I see they took over here. This is what's happening. The earth needs this. Okay, this is my role. Here's my mission. Yes, I agree to do that and help bring in these new systems and to be part of the change so that the earth and humans are actually living in harmony as they always intended to. Got it. And you're like, oh, we get to eat there and there's so much amazing food and how cool the earth provides. She creates all her own. Everything that we need is here. The earth creates for us and we don't have to kill anything to have that. It's like so genius. So when you're in non-physical, you see it all and it's super easy. You're like, I got this. Then you get into and I'm going to have amnesia and I'm choosing these parents that are probably a little bit fucked up. That's okay because I know who I am and I'm going to remember and it's going to be amazing. Then you get into the body, you get the programming, all the things we were talking about at the start of this podcast, and you're like, oh shit, what did I do? Because then you form attachments to people. No, they have to stay with me forever, or I have to save them and I can't save them because you can't. Spoiler alert, you can save no one. Every soul gets to choose. Every single soul that's here is a divine being that gets to choose. All human souls, you should say, right? There are non-human beings on the earth, but we're not going to dive into that too much. That's not my area of expertise, but I have had very specific dreams and been shown, hey, here's the deal. And it's not scary and it's not bad. And it's not like, oh, this is horrible. I asked Mary Magdalena, I was like, what is the deal with these non-human life forms? And she's like, you guys just give them way too much energy and credit. You're far more powerful than they are any day of the week, and they know it, which is why you have to be in fear for them to be able to control you. Right? You have to be in the lowest frequency available to a human in order to be controllable. So we knew the whole deal. It looked really easy. We got here. We're like, damn it, this isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be. We start forming attachments. This person has to love me forever, whether it's mommy, daddy, or a lover, or I have to save this group of people. That happens for us healers that are leaders. I got to save this group of people. No, you don't. You don't have to save anybody. You just have to save yourself. That's it. And we get attached and then we get off mission. Our amnesia, while some of it might come back, right? You'll have an awakening at some level. You'll go back into your attachments. You'll go back into your addictions. You'll go back into your distractions. And you don't fulfill your mission. And then you transition and you get back into non-physical and you do your life review. You reunite with your higher self, your God self. And you're like, damn it. How did I do that again? Can you tell I'm speaking from personal experience? Yes, I have revisited that experience for myself and doing my life review and just being like, I promised myself I would not forget this important piece. And then I got there and I forgot. So, my loves, this time we cannot forget. We have to allow our earth amnesia to fully wear off. And you get to choose that. You can choose that right here, right now in this moment. I remember everything that I promised myself I would remember. And I fulfill, and I am fulfilling my divine mission. Now, fulfill sounds like there's an end to it. We'll say for this body experience, you have a mission that you can fulfill before you release from this physical body. So there's all kinds of tools to help you remember. And the Highest Light and Mary Magdalena have supported me in creating those tools. We have our Untangling from the Matrix tool. This is brilliant to release yourself from the debt slave system, from the religious systems, from the oppressive systems, and take your pick, because there's a lot of them. Family systems, family of origin systems, right? Ancestral systems, so many systems and attachments that have kept you in your state of amnesia. So for those of you that have that healing, listen to it every week. Do it every week, a couple times a month. Make sure you are untangling and untangling, untangling, because there's often layers to the hooks and the attachments to the lower or non-human, non-supportive of the true human spirit agenda or matrix that exists. So, wow. Can you believe we set ourselves up for all of this? It's sort of amazing and brilliant and also whoa. So don't let yourself get taken out by the oppressive systems, meaning don't put your focus there because that feeds them, right? And that's what they need. They need your attention to stay in place. And they need you to, like, even if you're like, this oppressive system sucks. I want to take it out. It's the worst. They're like, yeah, bring it. Because you are giving that system energy. So don't feed it. The oppressive system is trying to wake you up. Now, this is the piece that I really want you to hear. And I think it's the hardest piece for folks to hear, because if you get really tangled up in the bad guys and what the bad guys are doing, and there's plenty of places to focus there, you begin to think it's us versus them, and they're hurting us, and they're doing this, and they're oppressing us. And it is true. There is that non-human agenda. Yes, it's true. And if you are really playing the game of life correctly, correctly is a strong word, but if you're really playing it, here we go, in the highest alignment, you're going to allow those systems of oppression to return you to a greater state of love. That's why they are ultimately here. I made videos about this on YouTube back in April of last year about this. Even the negative agenda systems are trying to return you to love. Granted, they're doing it through a really not amazing way, right? Really shitty way to do things. They're hurting people. They're just making crazy shit up. And are you going to wake up? Are you going to remember who you are? Are you going to let your earth amnesia go? Are you going to return to love? Are you going to go to deeper love and deeper love and deeper love? Oh, you're not? Okay, we're killing more people. Okay, we're making more ridiculous rules. Okay, we're putting more poison into the system. We're pretending like it's medicine and we're calling it medicine, right? Like, they'll just keep going. Oh, you don't like it? We're geoengineering the weather. How do you like that? So you got to stay depressed and we're going to create calamities. And you like that? You want to wake up now? What is it? It's like that antagonistic brother or sister that would just drive you bonkers. Are you going to wake up? Are you going to wake up out of your amnesia? And even the horrors that happen here are trying to get you to remember and wake up. Now, I had a sticking point with this. I don't think we have much time for me to go into this, so I'll be quick. But I had a sticking point with this around the child sex trafficking. I was like, okay, I can get everything else. The negative agenda is doing that. But that is a level of horribleness that I cannot conceive how that could be helping anyone in waking up, because don't hurt our children. It's not okay. And I'm going to present to you what the Highest Light presented to me was that level of distortion is taking place because the level of sexual distortion that exists within most every human. There is so much disgusting distortion around sex that humans are invoking and are activating every day in their fantasies, in their actual sex acts, in all different ways. And I get that what I'm saying right now is not quote unquote PC, because from a quote unquote progressive framework, everyone should be able to do whatever they want in their bedroom. However, if what you're doing sexually, even what you're fantasizing about, involves violence and harm, you are part of the problem. You are part of creating this disgusting culture around sex that then also harms children, which I think we can all agree is not okay. But is that the level it has to go to for you to wake up? Is that how gross and disgusting it has to get for you to wake up from your amnesia and go, what the F am I doing? What am I fantasizing about? What kind of sex am I having? Who am I partnering with? Like, what am I doing? We've created all of this through many lifetimes of distortion. Yes, there are non-human beings here that are not helping the case, right? They took over and we're like, oh, we're starting the medical system, we're starting the political system, we're starting all the media system, we're starting all the mainstream systems. But the only way that they get power and continue to have power, and they know this, is if we feed it and we focus on it and we are like, we gotta stop them and we gotta do something. No, heal yourself, go within yourself, heal within. And elevate and create the new. So this is a very big topic, which I could probably talk to you about for another 40 minutes, another hour. But I want to give you that piece. This is enough food for thought for you to now take it into your meditation, take it into your quiet time with the divine and go, ooh, where do I need to wake up even more fully from my amnesia? Ask to remember what your mission is here. Ask to remember the agreements you made before you incarnated into this body. Ask the attachments you need to untangle from so that you can be free and you don't ever return to a lower plane of consciousness again, right? Really take this so seriously in that you're committed to yourself and you fiercely love yourself so much that you are going to do whatever it takes to fulfill your mission, to live free and sovereign, and to have a great time here, because we also get to do that. And we get to have a great time here and be holy beings. I know the mainstream programming says you can't be holy and have a good time as well, but I'm here to tell you, and I live it every day, that you can. So I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. If this activated an important remembrance for you, or you enjoyed this and you felt it was nourishing and thought-provoking and deepening, please share it and forward it to one friend that you know. If you'd like more from me, I have a brand new transmission that's out from Mary Magdalena, Sacred Love Transmission. You can find on our website when you go to sacred-spirituality.org. Right on the homepage, you can download a free Sacred Love Transmission from Mary Magdalena and I, about destiny and your point of destiny and sacred love and how that all works together. Thank you so much for being here. I'm sending you so much love. Thank you for being on the awakening path, remembering who you really are, and may your earth amnesia completely clear so that you may live the wondrous divine life you came for. And so it is. It is so.